Karina, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start off with, we've all heard the words Gonski and needs-based funding thrown around fairly often over the last couple of years. What exactly is needs-based funding?
Well, the Gonski Review was one of the most comprehensive reviews that Australia's ever had in terms of schools funding in the past 40 years, and it determined that we needed to fund based on student needs so that we have a schooling resource standard, a national benchmark that for all schools in terms of the resources that they can have, plus loadings for children who come from disadvantaged backgrounds, recognising that the cost of educating those students is higher than a child from a more advantaged background. And this is all about closing achievement gaps that those children face.
So what was the original promise that Turnbull made in relation to school funding?
Well, the Liberal government, when they came in 2013, said they'd be on a unity ticket with the Labor Party in terms of supporting Gonski. But what we've seen now is that they are closing the door on the Gonski funding model in 2018, and they've got a new plan, although there's not very much information out in the public domain about what this plan will look like, which will see 62% of extra federal funding go to the private schools. So it moves away from a model that's based on need and back to a model that's based on sector. And I think the key thing about Gonski is that it is sector blind. No matter where a child goes to school, if they come from a disadvantaged background, their school will have the resources they need.
So you mentioned that number there, 62% of the extra funding going to private schools. How might this harm or impact public schools?
Well, this analysis by Dr. Jim McMorrow is based on the budget. So he's been able to identify sort of the financial trends that we can expect. Now, for schools that are already receiving Gonski funding around the country, we know the incredible programs are underway. We're just at the very beginning of this funding model. So we're seeing additional literacy and numeracy programs, additional staff, speech pathology programs, programs that are identified to address the achievement gaps faced by these students. So without this funding, we know that these children will be at grave risk of not being able to be successful at school.
So the government as well, it said that funding is going to go, quote unquote, where it's needed most. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's quite astonishing because this analysis shows clearly that they're moving away from a needs-based model and back to a sector funding model. So our question would be, if this funding is going where it's needed most under their plan, how does it explain delivering the bulk of the extra funding to private schools at the cost of the public sector, which caters for the vast majority of disadvantaged schools? And I think the other thing that I'm really disappointed with this is that we will now see this whole public versus private debate rear its head, and we don't believe that that's a good space to be in. We actually need to make sure that every child that comes from a disadvantaged background, no matter where they go to school or what community they live in, their schools have the resources to provide that education for them.
And so just before we let you go, I mean, if you drive around, you do see schools with the Gonski signs on them. And every time I've gone to vote anywhere, you see people turning up with the I Give a Gonski shirts. Do you think with enough outcry, could the funding be made fairer for all schools across the board?
Look, this is a huge issue. And we know that education was one of the top two issues that voters took to the federal election this year. And several newly elected MPs have talked about the impact of the Gonski campaign in their communities and the importance of education. I believe that once people realise what's actually at stake, that they will continue their work in this campaign. We've got a very big I Give a Gonski community right around Australia that is campaigning, and we're going to continue to hold the coalition government to account, because what's important here is that every school has the resources to make sure that their children are successful and that we can close those achievement gaps. And you cannot do that without resources, no matter what the government says.
It is an absolutely vital issue. Karina, thanks so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.